Hello and welcome to the audio portion of Commentary 47, dated May 24th, 2010, Europe has short-circuited default devaluation adjustment mechanisms. I got the idea for putting this piece together from a client inquiry who asked whether the Greek inverted yield curve seen earlier this month presaged a general recession in Europe. I thought to take a look back at previous examples of strong currency devaluation to see what happened. If we go back to December 1994 with the Mexican peso devaluation, Mexico allowed short-term interest rates to rise rather substantially as a way of inducing money to stay within Mexico while simultaneously allowing the peso to weaken to take advantage of trade opportunities afforded by NAFTA. This allowed Mexico to enter a multiple-year expansion in the late 1990s, and even though the peso has weakened several times since then, they have avoided the general cycle of currency crisis. We saw the same thing in the later 1990s with the Asian crisis in 1997, starting with the Thai baht devaluation in July. Eventually, this spread through South Asia into Russia, where they had an actual default in August of 1998, and into Brazil, where the real was devalued very sharply in January of 1999. In all of those cases, a combination of higher short-term interest rates, a virtual cessation of long-term bonds, currency devaluation allowed the adjustments to proceed, and as a result, all of those countries emerged and did relatively well vis-a-vis the rest of the world. I put a chart in here of how the Brazilian, Mexican, and Russian markets performed against the MSCI World Index. Now, the European situation is unique because they are in a currency block. Effectively, you still have a Greek drachma pegged at 1-to-1 against the German mark, at 1-to-1 against the Portuguese escudo, at 1-to-1 against the Dutch guilder, and so on. So this prevents a internal currency adjustment from taking place once it's recognized that you have different credit risk within the eurozone. So the Greeks allowed short-term interest rates to rise. The yield curve did invert, but once the European bailout came in over the weekend of May 9th, that short-circuited the process because now everybody's credit risk was effectively being shared. So the inversion ended. The adjustment that would be necessary to slow the Greek economy down ended. The currency devaluation is off of the table because of the eurozone. And what you see now is a combination of steeper long-term yield curves and higher interest rate volatility, which are going to feed one into each other, and that's going to raise long-term European interest rates higher than they would be otherwise. This is going to constitute an economic headwind for the eurozone that would be unnecessary if the Greeks were simply allowed to, you know, keep their short-term interest rates high to keep money flowing into or remain in Greece. How high would those rates have to be? Well, you know, the answer can be, you know, extremely high. They got well over 60% in Mexico. They got over to 240% in Russia. But eventually, the markets calm down and adjustments take place. So at the expense of a short-term gain here, the Europeans have put themselves in a situation of having some long-term pain to share. Thank you very much. I'd be interested in your thoughts on this. Bye-bye.